I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. Hour number three, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Encourage you to go subscribe for the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single moment. You can also go to clayandbuck.com. Check out all the details out there of what's going on in the world on the show, as well as lots of stuff from Buck and myself as we travel around the country and have a great deal of fun. Appreciate everybody that came up who was a listener at Auburn, Alabama, where I was at the Penn State-Auburn game over the weekend. Had a lot of fun with that. We'll be in Knoxville, Tennessee this weekend for Florida-Tennessee. Joined now by Charles Gasparino. He is fantastic at helping to make sense of what an absurd reality we are in the middle of right now when it comes to our economic situation. He is a Fox Business Network senior correspondent. Charles, appreciate you taking the time to join us. What is going to happen with inflation, and do you believe we're already in a recession, and what might 2023 look like as we continue to move forward? How bad is it? Could it get worse? Do you think it's going to get better? Take us into the economy as you see it.
Well, I mean, this is kind of a tricky area right now. I mean, half of the market is saying we're going to have wicked inflation. And, you know, a lot of smart investors are saying the Dow is going to, you know, plummet another 10,000 points. And then you see other people saying, eh, we'll get through this. I will say this. The Fed, if you take the Fed at its words, right, which is we have to get inflation down to the target, 2%, that means they're going to raise interest rates for the definitely this week, right? But probably the next meeting and the meeting after that. So we're going to have three rate increases in a row. And if you take them at its word, that means Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, he's not going to stop until we get it under 2%. We already had two quarters of negative GDP growth. Obviously, we still have decent employment, so it's not one of these recessions where employment's falling off the cliff. But you got some issues if he raises three times, you know. And I think, you know, you already see it in tech. You hear it on Wall Street that they're talking about layoffs at the big banks because deal flow is down. You know, you might say, okay, that's the banks. Deal flow is down. What does some guy working in a factory care about that? Well, if deal flow is down, that means big companies aren't refinancing, they're not expanding, they're cutting back, right? So Wall Street processes those trades. So that's a sign that the economy is slowing.
What do you think about the housing market, by the way, Charlie?
That too. Now, housing is kind of a regional thing, and you have to, I mean, if you talk to people, they'll say housing stock nationally is very low. So, you know, even with the higher mortgage rates, right, they've essentially tripled. We won't have an issue. that said, you got to look at it where the hot spots were during the pandemic. Look at Charleston, South Carolina. Look at Ashton, North Carolina. Look at Nashville. Look at these places. You know, there's inventory there because they built a lot. So that could be an issue too. And as you know, a lot of people have their wealth built in the markets and in their housing. One thing good about housing, if you don't buy it on on leverage and borrowing too much, it's a physical asset. You know, you get to keep it. You can't really say that with a stock if you bought it at 10 and it's down at 3. You know what I'm saying? So, but all this is factoring in, and all this will play out in the next. We'll know in the next couple months.
Charles, you said you were going to know in the next couple of months. Do you have any confidence at all in Biden's team of economic advisors? Buck and I talk sometimes, and we're not claiming to be savants when it comes to economic knowledge, but it feels as if the Democrat Party has completely sort of eviscerated any understanding or argument in favor of business, making it increasingly difficult to believe that the Biden administration has the ability to get this thing back on the right track. How would you assess his advisors?
Well, you know, there's two. I mean, when you break it down, government has two responses to the economy, right? It has fiscal policy and monetary policy. Monetary policy is handled by the Fed. That's the money supply. It tends to increase the money supply when we're in a recession, decrease it when we have massive inflation, and even decrease it when we have massive inflation, even as we could be in a recession, because the problem is inflation is such a wicked tax on the working class that, you know, countries fall apart when people have to work three jobs just to, you know, buy the same hamburger they used to buy with one, even if there's three jobs to be had. And that's kind of, we're not quite there yet, but that's a little bit what we're dealing with right now. So keep that in mind. The fiscal policy is different. Fiscal is what comes out of the White House. And the problem is that the fiscal policy that we have is so bizarre and so cockamamie. I mean, on one hand, it feeds inflation through massive amounts of spending, and on the other hand, it attacks businesses through massive amounts of regulation. So if you were to say, you know, is the Biden administration doing what needs to be done to get us out of recession, I would say no.
We're speaking to Charlie Gasparino, Fox News business, and Charlie, I just want to know, what do you think? What are you looking for if we see a headline in the Journal or over at Fox Business or anyone who's covering the markets and the economy more generally for the people listening to this? What's the it's time to batten down the hatches indicator? Is it just a month of really bad job losses? Is it the market just getting crushed? I mean, it already feels like lately that's come pretty close to happening a couple of times, although not as bad as it's been in the past. So what are the worry indicators that you might see here?
There's a combination of things. If the Fed comes out this week and says we're going to hike interest rates, 100 basis points as opposed to 75, you know, that would be something. I don't think they're going to do that, but that would be something, because then they see something in the numbers that says this inflation is just not going away, and there's something much worse than what we know, even though what we know is not great, right? So that's one thing. The other thing is obviously employment falling off, you know, dramatically. That would be a problem. You know, job openings, you know, decreasing and things like that. Then people are preparing for a recession. You know, they see the tightened credit. The tightened credit conditions and businesses are paring back. So those are the two things I would look at. I don't think the Fed's going to 100 basis point. They're going to 75 probably, but still, that's not great. Again, look at the employment numbers. They're going to be interesting.
Charles, the FedEx numbers seem to have really shook the stock market, because FedEx sort of has its pulse on the overall national economic picture. I don't know if you saw Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx, basically came out and said, we're in a recession now, right? Whatever it's called, and certainly we know with two declining quarters, that technically that is a rough estimation of a recession. What do the FedEx numbers tell us about where the market is, where it's going, and how nervous, based on what the CEO, Fred Smith, said about the economy, do you think people should be predicated on that sort of knowledge?
Listen, I think we are heading for a steeper recession than we have now. That's me. Okay. It just, this is the somewhat calm before the storm. Again, if you think the Fed is going to raise rates twice, we have a 2% inflation target and we're at 8.3 and not really going down. Well, then, you know, we're talking 3 rate increases and they're going to slam the brakes on the economy. I mean, think about where mortgage rates.
I was going to ask you, Charlie, where do you think mortgage rates could go?
Well, they're at 6 now.
Could we see double digits?
You could see 10.
Wow.
If they do 375 basis point increases.
That makes homes a whole lot more expensive for people to finance.
More expensive now. I mean, if you have cash.
And not only, by the way, for Buck's question there, Charles, there's then also a lot of people that might be interested in moving that say, I've got a 2.5%, 2.75% right. interest rate locked in. There's no way even if I think I need a bigger house because I had a new baby or because we need to move to a better school district, there's going to be a whole lot of people sitting down literally doing the math on this and saying it's hard to give up a 2.5%, 2.75% mortgage rate to even if you feel like you need to move to a bigger home because that bite, even at 6 you're getting, if you're talking about potential double digits, I mean, that is monstrous to so many people.
I know. It really is. So I think that's where we are with that.
I mean, from what I've seen, if you were in the market based on the rate increase you've already seen, if you could afford a $500,000 house before, now it's more like a house that's 250K. If it was a 250K house, now it's more like 125.
That's how recessions start, you know, just like that.
And then you got so many people who bought in at the peak, right? If you bought a year ago at the price, even though you might have a good mortgage rate, the numbers might start coming back on your house, which is Absolutely. What happened in 08.
I got one thing for you, Charlie, also, which is that, you know, Biden, he talks this big game about how, oh, you know, Wall Street and the Republicans. Biden got more money than anybody from Wall Street in history except for Barack Obama. You talk to these guys, you got sources all over the street, and it's really the financial sector for everybody because no one really works. I mean, very few people actually work down on Wall Street anymore. Do they have any buyer's remorse for their love of Biden in the last election?
You might have seen my interview with Larry Fink, who runs BlackRock, which has, I mean, there are BlackRock executives all over the White House. He's got deep ties to the Democratic Party. And he came out and criticized Biden and the spending. What he was saying is that he's spending as Jerome Powell needs to raise rates. So what he's doing is stoking inflation and probably the worst type of inflation, not exactly, you know, increasing supply side, but just handing out money for people to spend at a time when Jerome Powell needs to decrease the money supply, essentially. So, you know, that's Larry Fink saying that.
So, yeah, what happens if that just keeps going, right? If we keep spending money, which we're doing, unfortunately, while also trying to restrict spending, what happens?
It just makes the Fed's job so much more. And that's why people are talking about 3 rate increases. That's actually why people are talking about 100 basis points. Because the Biden administration is working at odds. You know, engineering a soft landing, and by the way, Jerome Powell's not, you know, is complicit in this too. I mean, he kept printing money for way longer than we needed to. We were coming out of the pandemic slowly, surely. The vaccines kind of worked. They didn't work, but, you know, we were getting our sea legs back, and people were going back to work. We didn't need to, we didn't need monetary policy to match what the idiots in Washington were doing on fiscal policy, you know, the spending. Yet he kept doing it. So now he recognizes that probably too much. He probably did it to get reappointed by Biden, right? And now he has a job to engineer a soft landing. That means make sure the economy doesn't slow so much we go into a steep recession. Joe Biden is making that job a lot worse.
You got to tell us, Charlie, if the soft landing they're going for turns into the plane heading into the side of the mountain. And it's time to start buying up land off the grid in Belize. You got to let us know, right?
Belize. I still don't like buying in other countries. One thing about that
important tip. I didn't know that. Interesting.
One thing that we have here is the rule of law. You go to another country, you have currency risk, you have legal risk. That's the one thing about this. You know, we sit around and, you know, I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden's economic policies, but, you know, I'm not looking to leave. You know, when I heard all those Democrats saying, oh, they want to leave the country when Trump becomes president, I was like, are you kidding? Where are you going to go?
We are the best of the rest, no matter what happens here financially, it seems. But anyway, Charlie Gasparino over at Fox News. Charlie, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
I'll see you guys.
Folks, we have an obligation as a country, a mission to never forget and always appreciate the sacrifices made by those of the 9/11 generation. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. U.S. Army Specialist Jason Wheeler is one of those heroes. He reenlisted after 9/11, but a training accident injury left him unable to walk. After years of trying to manage, Specialist Wheeler and his family moved into a mortgage-free smart home that was custom-designed for his needs. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Clay and I donate to Tunnel to Towers every month. We encourage you to join us in this and do the same. Donate $11 a month today. Just go to T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. All right. We have defended people all over the great state of Utah. We had a fantastic trip out there. It was at the end of July, early August. I can't even remember. Everything runs together.
Love Utah.
It was fabulous. But we know the fake volleyball racism allegations that happened at BYU that everyone in the media jumped on and disparaged not only BYU as a university, but also anyone who was in the Mormon faith. And we now know, based on an extensive BYU investigation, that that was all made up, that it was Jussie Smollett on a volleyball court, even though there are huge percentages of the American public that will never know that truth and saw the allegation, which was accepted as truth by the media, and just ran with it and never saw the follow-up. Which is why this story, which will get a scintilla as much attention, I think deserves to be discussed. So Oregon hosted BYU in a football game over the weekend. Some of you may have paid attention to it. On video, Oregon fans are seen chanting F Mormons. Listen, we've edited it, but listen to this audio.
F the Mormons! F the Mormons!
All right, that is an organized chant from inside of Oregon Stadium that you heard. F the Mormons, and certainly we bleeped it out, but you know what they were saying. We will talk about it on this show. We wrote about it at Outkick. Imagine, Buck, you're not a hardcore sports guy, but BYU just got accused of being racist, the most awful university out there. They go on the road to play a football game. There's actual video evidence of them being attacked based on their religion, and it will get 1/1000th maybe as much attention as the fake allegation against
them. This story is, to bring this full circle, the BYU racial slur allegation story in its totality has shown us the only bigotry that actually has existed in this whole thing is against Mormons in Utah at BYU. That's the only actual bigotry that we have any evidence of, that there's any. We just played it for you, right? So we also mentioned at the very beginning that I think BYU was chosen because it is a predominantly white and obviously entirely Mormon as an institution, and therefore, in the left-wing mind, an allegation of racial slur is more likely to be believed than even at other institutions. And so there was essentially anti-Mormon bigotry in the origins of this story and in the finality, in the end of the story.
Can you imagine if there had been another minority religious group that was actually being, again, this is in the stands, hundreds if not thousands of Oregon fans chanting F the Mormons because they are playing a game against BYU and nothing will happen, right? Oregon has apologized and said, oh, we shouldn't have done that. But this is tangible evidence of their behavior, and because it's white Mormon people, you can say whatever you want about them, and there are zero consequences. There is no consistency here. I wanted to play this. I just wanted you guys to hear it.
We appreciate our Mormon brothers and sisters in this
audience.
That's right.
So we'll have your back, even if nobody else will. Good old-fashioned arguments about politics used to center around which policies were good or bad for America and which one should be pursued to improve the country. Too often today, however, we find ourselves arguing about whether our country's even great. And a growing number of Americans question whether we should be proud of our nation or ashamed. The reason for this is simple. For too many years, too many of our schools have been neglecting to teach young Americans about America's great heritage of liberty. Instead, they're getting presented with a dishonest narrative of America as a fundamentally unjust and racist society. Hillsdale College weighing in for America by offering free online courses such as The Great American Story, A Land of Hope, and Constitution 101, The Meaning and History of the Constitution. Enroll in one of these wonderful free courses at Hillsdale, and even better, encourage your friends and family to sign up too. Begin your free Hillsdale College course at clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Coming down the stretch run here on the Monday edition of the program. Trying to make sure that you're aware of all the big races that are going on throughout the country. And one that has not gotten as much attention as it should is taking place out in Washington State, where our next guest, Tiffany Smiley, is running for the Senate against Patty Murray, longtime senator from Washington. And Tiffany, we appreciate you calling in and joining us here because we want to give you a big aid to the best of our ability. Big audience listening to us right now in Seattle, all over the state of Washington. You're in a really tight race. A lot of people out there are like, wait, Washington's a tight Senate race. Can you tell us about yourself and about your race to introduce it for people who might not be aware of what's taking place out where you're running?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me on. This is a very, very important election. You know, I'm a nurse, and my life changed when I walked into my husband's trauma care unit at Walter Reed Army Medical Center after he had been blown up by a suicide car bomb in Iraq. I resigned from my nursing job, took a one-way flight out to Walter Reed, and, you know, that began my fight. I had to stand up and fight for my husband when he didn't have a voice. He was in a coma. One thing was certain, the suicide bomber that detonated his car, the shrapnel from that car obliterated both of his eyes, so my husband would never, ever see again. I took on the Army. I refused to sign his paperwork to retire him and transition him into the VA. I believed in a better path, and I had this crazy idea, this wild idea, that perhaps a blind officer could continue on active duty. You know, the doctors looked at me like, you're crazy, Mrs. Smiley, like there's no way. But built coalitions who believed in that vision as well. My husband went on and became the first blind active duty officer to ever serve our country. We served for over a decade with him completely blind, and the nurse in me knew once he was well, I went back and I made it right. Still a lot of work to do, but I took on the VA, took on big government. So I have a track record of taking on big government and winning, and that's exactly what I will do when I win for all of Washington State this November.
Tiffany, it's Buck. Thanks for joining us. What are you hoping to accomplish if you do get to represent the state of Washington in the Senate? And what has been going on? I mean, one thing we talk about a lot on this show is I live in a blue state in New York. I grew up here. I was born and raised here. And there's been a major deterioration that has occurred here over the last 3 years, particularly the last 2 years of the Biden administration. What are you seeing in Washington State that people need to know about, and what do you want to do to change it?
Yes, I mean, it's Washington State is such a beautiful, amazing state. We are just underrepresented, and it's clear Patty Murray and Joe Biden's policies are destroying our livelihoods here. Just take crime, for example, the highest crime that we've had in 30 years. Patty Murray went on the Senate floor of June of 2020, called for funds to be diverted away from our police force, and then she went into hiding. And what I'm hearing all over Washington State is people are like, we haven't seen her. She hasn't been around until she came out attacking you, Tiffany, 2 months prior to the primary in June, spending millions painting me as an extremist and trying to say that I'm a threat to democracy, a family that has served and sacrificed for their country. I mean, it doesn't make any sense when we have real problems on the ground. You know, what we need to do, and I know we can get to work right away on just the basics of law and order, right? If our federal government does anything, it's protection of the American people. So we need to prevent Title 42 from being lifted until we have real border security. I've actually been to the border. I don't know that Patty Murray ever has. Granted, I was 11 years old when she was first elected, so I'm not sure how they kept records back then. But as of recent, I don't think she's ever been to the border. I was down there. I saw it with my own eyes, Buck. There were people crossing the river. We had cartel members yelling at us. I took a boat ride down the Rio Grande. I saw the wristbands with the different colors, you know, depending on what cartel these immigrants are paying money to. I saw the boats that they fill full of drugs, and it's too easy. You just push it right across into stash houses that are in the United States of America. So we have real issues. We need to secure the border. We need to hold repeat offenders accountable. And something that I can do at the federal level is also allow law enforcement agencies to use federal grant dollars to offer $5,000 in hiring and retention bonuses. We need good officers. We need them now, especially in Washington State. And it's not just, you know, crime's not just having a public safety effect. It's having a massive economic effect here on our small businesses. We've seen Starbucks shutter doors here in Washington State. Amazon moved their offices. Smaller, you know, mom and pop shops are moving out because there's no accountability. Patty Murray's soft on crime agenda is destroying our beautiful state. I will stand up and fight and be a voice for all of Washington.
We're talking to Tiffany Smiley. A poll came out for people out there nationwide, certainly in Washington as well, at the very beginning of this month from the Trafalgar Group. Had Patty Murray at 49, you at 46. I think, as you mentioned, she's starting to get a little bit nervous. She's been attacking you more aggressively. That's a 3-point margin right now. We've got a monster audience listening to us right now in Seattle, also in Spokane, Washington. Our affiliate, by the way, in Spokane, KQNT. Appreciate everybody out there who's listening. You're going to have one debate against the Murray, right, I believe, is scheduled, because I don't think she'll debate you anymore. You can tell us about that. But also, yeah. Buck and I talk a lot about Seattle and how beautiful of a city it is.
Yes.
And how Democrat policies have really attacked the vibrancy and vitality of what should be a jewel of the Pacific Northwest. What are you hearing from people in the Seattle area who may have been traditional Democrats about why they're listening to you? And what do you expect to see in that debate? Do you think she's going to still try and run and hide from her record?
Yeah, you know, you are so right on Seattle. It's a shame what has happened. Patty Murray is destroying our city and our state. And you know what I hear is, you know, the infrastructure bill, people are talking about that. That's a big deal here in Washington State. And you know, suburban moms are saying, that's great that we got the infrastructure bill so I, you know, could go through the tunnel and know that I'll be safe. But they say, what's the point if I don't even feel safe getting out of my car in Seattle or letting my kids run around? What's the point? Like I said, the bare minimum the federal government could do for us is protect our citizens, law and order. And Patty Murray's soft on crime. She's non-existent. She doesn't even talk about these issues. We haven't even gone into the cost of living and the rising grocery prices in Washington State either. So this is what's on the ballot this November. These aren't Democrat or Republican issues. These are American issues. These are livelihood issues. And when we talk about debates, Patty Murray's drug her feet. It's almost like she's annoyed that I am forcing her to be accountable to the voters. You know, she's been there for 30 years. She hasn't really had a real race. And that's why I know that we can win, because I've been listening to voters in all 39 counties. I have been all over Washington State and back again. And we will continue to do that all the way through November. She has drug her feet on the debate. She finally agreed to one debate, but I want to be clear that that is after ballots drop, which I think is an insult to the voters here in Washington State.
It's actually a pattern, too. In Pennsylvania, Fetterman wants people to start voting before they actually hear them on the debate stage. Clay, you got something, though.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, you mentioned suburban moms. There's a lot of swing voters out there. I've got a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, an 8-year-old. I believe you have multiple kids yourself.
Yes.
What are you hearing from moms, and what do you want for your own kids? You talked about the work that you did for your husband. What are you seeing for your kids in their schools and hearing from Washington parents?
You know, we are winning the messaging war here. We, with Patty Murray, we are the campaign for the parents. Most recently, you know, Patty Murray doubled down. She was asked, given what we know now with the plummeting test scores, the childhood anxiety and self-harm that's on the rise, you know, do you have any regrets about how you handled the pandemic? And she doubled down and pretty much said, no, that they followed the science and they did what was right. Well, you're talking about a state here in Washington where our kids were shuttered out of school for over a year and a half, my three boys included. I saw the effects. I've talked to the parents about this. This is wrong. And Patty Murray supported it and doubled down on it. So I have an agenda for education reform here in Washington State. We need to expand school choice, promote curriculum transparency, and we also need to create and expand K-12 STEM education programs. College is not for everyone. You know, I mentioned the infrastructure bill. Talking to contractors all over Washington State, their apprentice programs are empty. And you know, Patty Murray, she ran as the mom in tennis shoes. She was going to fight for our education and fight for our kids. She's done nothing to that court. I mean, look at where we're at now. So that's how I know we'll win, because these parents who have watched their kids suffer here in Washington State, they know that there has to be leadership. This isn't about political. This is about being a leader, someone who will go do what's right and fight for their kids. And we're on the right side of the message for it. Patty Murray, you know, again, doubles down with her D.C. She's doing what's right for D.C. She's doing what's right for Joe Biden.
Yeah, it sounds like she's focused on the other Washington. Tiffany,
right.
Where, you know, we've got people listening all across your state right now, including on our Seattle affiliate, KPTR 1090 and Spokane, KQNT, and others. Where can they go to help out, to learn more, to donate?
Yes, thank you so much. Anyone can join us in this effort. You can sign up to volunteer, contribute to our campaign so we can continue to share a winning message through November. SmileyForWashington.com, all spelled out, SmileyForWashington.com. And I look forward to meeting you on the trail, seeing you out there. it is time to stand up and fight for our children. You know, we mentioned my children. I want the American dream for them. You know, our family is living proof that this country is great because all we needed was a hand up, not a handout. And that's what I want for my children, for their future in this country for generations to come.
Tiffany Smiley, thank you so much for being with us on Clay and Buck. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Hopefully she can give a real charge to Washington area residents. We're rooting for it. Appreciate her time there. You know who's giving a charge to everybody out there is our guy Mike Lindell. You probably saw the story. He's at Hardee's, and they came and seized his phone. Mike Lindell just chilling, going to go get a nice little Hardee's meal. Next thing you know, FBI shows up. They seize his phone. Well, Mike Lindell is continuing to stand up for what he believes in, and some of the things he believes in are just making products that are affordable, that are fantastic, that all of you can enjoy. And right now, Mike Lindell has got brand new all-season slipper slide sandals with a low price tag of less than $30. These slippers, super comfortable, four-layer design. My wife wears these things everywhere. She's gotten it for her friends and family. You know what's happening lately? Kids are growing up, and they're throwing on her shoes by the door and running around in them, too, when they go outside to play basketball, go outside to play football, and just want to run around in the backyard. MyPillow guarantees these new items, 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, slipper, slide, sandals for as low as $29.98 with the promo code Clay and Buck. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use that promo code Clay and Buck to get this incredible limited-time offer. Again, one more time, MyPillow.com. Stand up for Mike Lindell at Clay and Buck. With that code, you can also call 800-792-3269.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Closing up shop today on Clay and Buck. If you missed any part of the show, the podcast, a great place to catch up with it. Subscribe to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast. Also, I do a Buck Sexton post show coming up right later on this afternoon. So check that out. Clay live streams on Twitter. Great way to decide to get on Twitter if you're not already there. So the Saving America continues even after the show is off the air. We've got some folks calling in, wanted to hear from all of you. Appreciate you listening. Dean in New York City. What's going on, Dean?
Oh, not much. How are you doing, guys? Great to be on with you.
Thank you, sir.
First, I want to wish Tiffany good luck in her race. We're all rooting for her, for sure.
I mean, it's a long shot, but it's worth taking, and we certainly hope that she's able to pull it off. She's in striking distance in the polls.
I know. That was positive to hear. That was a great interview. I enjoyed that. But I was calling today just to, on a little side note of the BYU football game story. University of Oregon football team suffered a tragedy this year in the offseason. One of their players passed away in a tragic accident, Spencer Webb. So when BYU came down the tunnel to enter the field, they carried a flag, an Oregon with a big Oregon emblem, a yellow flag with the Oregon emblem with Spencer Webb's name and number on it. So here's a boy in school who was supposed to, be the opponent, and they honored their player by carrying the flag, and then they get treated like that. It was really disappointing.
Thank you for pointing that out. That's 100% correct. BYU showing a great deal of class in honoring a difficult loss for Oregon football. And then for those of you who missed it, the Oregon football fans, many of them, chant F the Mormons in the stadium on video. And most media going to pretend that it didn't happen because BYU and Mormons are a convenient narrative target. And I just think it's fascinating because it comes in such close proximity, Buck, to the lie that was spread about BYU athletics chanting negative racial slurs at a Duke volleyball player. 100% didn't happen. David in Salt Lake City, what you got for us?
Hey, I just wanted to give you, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story on that Duke volleyball thing. So just hours after this whole thing occurred and it went viral, not only did the news media pile on, but our woke rhino governor Spencer Cox piled on and issued a condemning statement of this individual who actually turns out to have been autistic. And to my knowledge, Governor Cox has not issued an apology, even though BYU has apologized and reinstated that young man's ability to participate at athletic events.
Yeah, thank you. For those of you who didn't pay attention to the details, they initially suspended a guy that Duke was demanding be suspended. It turned out that he was of special needs and had done nothing wrong at all. And again, a huge percentage of the American public doesn't know that this story was entirely made up. In defense of the governor of Utah, he did aggressively condemn the Oregon fans for their chance.
I mean, he's the governor of Utah. Yeah. I mean, you know, he better.
Well, yeah. I mean, and in general, I would say do better than immediately assuming that any allegation is true, particularly if you're an elected official. I mean, Biden has been awful on this because he's come out multiple times now on stories. Used an example of the border, the whipping incident for the people on the horse, where he says, oh, they're 100% guilty, basically, and there are going to be consequences. The investigation takes place. They didn't do anything wrong, but the Biden administration's put the proverbial cart before the horse.
We got about less than 6 weeks now before Election Day, everybody.
50 days exactly
50 today. 50 days. So it is a sprint from now till then. This should be your one-stop shop, a place we all gather together to focus on what matters and to mobilize, because I think we're heading into a better place. I think the economy might get a little rough here, but we are going to be in a better place by the end of this year going into next year. And so there's optimism ahead, and we want to focus on that too. But we need all of you. We need you to spread the word, to listen, to download the podcast, to share it with friends, to join us
Clay and I have a little mission here, saving the country.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.